Tether and Georgia Plan GEL Lari-backed stablecoin Tether said on May 25th it plans to launch GELR, a stablecoin pegged to the Georgian Lari, in partnership with the Georgian government. The announcement, posted by Tether and amplified across crypto media, marks the company's first move into a national currency outside the US dollar and the euro. The Lari is currently trading at roughly 2.71 to the US dollar, putting one GEL at about 0.37 if the peg holds. The product has no live contract address yet, and Tether has not disclosed which chains will host the token at launch. The company said only that GELR will be fully backed and issued under a partnership framework with Georgian state authorities. A sovereign stablecoin pilot, not a private one. Tether has built its $141 billion stablecoin business almost entirely around USDT, a dollar product backed by US treasuries and reverse repo. EURT, its euro version, has stayed marginal. GEL is structurally different. It is being co-designed with a state, not issued unilaterally, and then sold into existing fiat rails. That distinction matters. The Georgian National Bank has historically pushed back on private currency substitutes, but Tbilisi has also positioned itself as one of the more crypto-friendly jurisdictions in the post-Soviet space, with VASP licensing in place since 2024. A government-blessed Tether issuance suggests the central bank sees the GEL as complementary to its own monetary policy rather than a threat to it. For Tether, the value is reputational. The company has spent 2 years rebutting claims that USDT is opaque and undercapitalized. A formal partnership with a sovereign treasury department gives it a counter-narrative. The Lari is a small currency, but the template is big. Georgia's population is 3.7 million. The Lari money supply is a rounding error next to the dollar. The point of GEL is not the trading volume, it is the proof of concept. If Tether can stand up a state-backed Lari stablecoin and run it cleanly for a year, it gains a template it can pitch to the central banks of larger emerging markets that have struggled to build domestic crypto rails. Turkey, Egypt, Pakistan, Argentina. Each of those has a population north of 50 million and a citizenry already using USDT informally for savings and remittances. The pitch in those conversations becomes, "We already did this with Georgia. Here is the audit trail." That is a different conversation than Tether has been able to have with any G20 finance ministry to date. Local rails and crypto cards. For users in Georgia, the GEL token could become the cleanest on-ramp for moving Lari into DeFi without first touching the dollar. Today, most local crypto activity routes through USDT on Tron, which exposes Georgian savers to dollar appreciation risk against their own currency. A Lari-pegged stablecoin would let merchants invoice in their home unit, let workers receive payroll on-chain in Lari, and let any crypto card that supports the token settle directly without 2FX conversions. None of that is announced yet, but it is the obvious second order. Stablecoin spending cards have so far been built almost entirely around USDC and USDT. Adding local currency stablecoins to that mix would compress the FX layer that quietly eats 1% to 3% on every cross-border crypto card purchase today. Gaps in the announcement. The press release is thin. Tether did not name a launch date, did not disclose the bank or trustee that will hold Lari reserves, did not specify whether the Georgian National Bank has formally signed off, and did not say whether GEL will be redeemable directly with Tether or only through partnered local exchanges. Each of those questions matters more than the headline. Until Tether publishes a reserve attestation and a redemption mechanism, GEL is an intent, not a product. The market will assume the same level of opacity that has shadowed USDT, with the added wrinkle that a national government now shares the reputational exposure.